Hi, it's Mary and Buck Murray, and we are going to talk about the inner critic. And just to start, here's a very short quote from Isabella Rossellini. And what she said was, "I seldom look at myself to avoid any self-criticism." And you know, it's true. Sometimes we just don't want to look at ourselves because we don't want to criticize ourselves, because we know that once we look at ourselves in the mirror or look at, you know, something, some work that we've done, or listen to our voices in a recording or watch ourselves in a video or look at ourselves in a picture, the inner critic can just jump up right away. So this audio is all about the inner critic, and we all have it. Believe me, I know about it. And it usually speaks up right at the moment when we're ready to take a big step. And it might sound like, I'll never do it. It's too hard. You're too lazy. You're dreaming. Forget about it. I'm always failing, I'm not smart enough, and on and on and on. And you might have a few of those pesky critics lurking around in your head. There's usually more than one of them. And for this exercise, work with the inner critic that feels the loudest. We're going to use an abbreviated version of my 3-step Transform Your Inner Critic with EFT method. And before we start the tapping, first, have some paper and pen because I'm going to ask you some questions and just write down the answers and whatever comes to you. Don't censor, just allow it to come to you. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what does your inner critic tell you? So what does it say to you? And just write down some ideas here. And the next question, and you can always pause this and come back. The next question is, how does it make you feel? So when your inner critic is talking to you, how does it make you feel? How do you feel when you listen to what the inner critic is saying? Okay, the next question, what does it stop you from doing? And what does it make you do more of? So what does it stop you from doing and what does it make you do more of? Again, you can pause this if you need more time. Okay, the next question, where do you think this voice came from? Did it come from somewhere long ago in childhood? Did someone say these things to you? Or did you hear people saying them to themselves? You know, did you hear parents or siblings talking to themselves in a critical way or thinking critical things about themselves? So where do you think your critical voice, your gut feeling that it came from? A lot of it, maybe not all of it. And the next question, what do you think you needed back then if you were criticized? And what do you think you need now instead of inner criticism? Okay, so take your time if you need with these questions and write them down. And when you're ready, just come back and we'll get to the tapping. And as always, before we start tapping, be sure to have a glass of water handy. Find a quiet space and get comfortable. And now bring to mind your inner critic. You know, that voice that's speaking the loudest right now, the one you want to work on. And ponder this inner critic for a moment. Just ponder. Allow it to be there. And just ponder what it's saying, what it's making you feel. And notice what's going on in your body. What do you feel in your body when you're listening to this inner critic? What does it feel like for you? And now close your eyes if you haven't already and tune in. And notice if your feelings appear to have a color or a shape or a texture. And what's the intensity of your feelings when you think about your inner critic? What are those feelings? And how intense are they? And if you could rate your feelings on a scale of from 1 to 10, 10 being the most intense, how would you rate your feelings? Okay, now really tune into this inner critic. Notice how it makes you feel. And let's begin the tapping. So go into the karate chop point, tapping. Even though I have this critical voice, I accept myself completely. I will pause after each phrase to give you time to say it. Still at the karate chop point. Even though I listen to my critical voice, and I'm so hard on myself, I accept myself completely. Karate chop point. Even though I keep listening to this critical voice, even when it puts me down, I accept myself completely. Okay, go up to the eyebrow point. Start tapping there. This critical voice. Side of the eye. It really discourages me. Under the eye. It makes me second guess myself. Under the nose. It stops me in my tracks. Chin point. It holds me back. Collarbone point. It makes me be so hard on myself. Under the arm. It says mean things to me. Top of the head, and I believe it. Eyebrow, this critical voice. Side of the eye, I listen to it, and I believe it. Under the eye, I don't like what it says. Under the nose, but I keep listening. Chin point. It gets in my way. Collarbone point. And I keep listening. I keep believing. Under the arm. I'm so tired of this critical voice. Top of the head. Maybe I can just begin to let it go. Okay, now take a deep breath and have a sip of water. And just notice any changes in the way that you feel about your critical voice. If anything has shifted, just remember the intensity of the feeling when you started the tapping. Tune back into that critical voice, what it's saying to you, and notice if there's any change. Okay, and now we're going to go to the second round. We're going to do 3 rounds altogether. Going back to the karate chop. this critical voice. It's an old one. I've been listening to it for a long time. And even though I keep listening, I completely and deeply accept myself. Karate chop point. Even though I believe I had to listen to this voice, I accept who I am and what I've believed. Karate chop point. Even though I've been listening to this critical voice for so many years, I accept myself completely. Okay, go to the eyebrow point. This critical voice. Side of the eye. It's an old voice. Under the eye. I've learned it so well. Under the nose. I thought I had to listen to it. Chin point. But it's such an old voice. From so long ago. Collarbone point. I've grown so much. And it's holding me back. Under the arm. It's not allowing me to do my best work. Top of the head. It's not allowing me to follow my dreams. Eyebrow point. It's such an old voice. Side of the eye. Maybe I don't have to listen to it anymore. Under the eye. Maybe I can turn the volume down. Under the nose. What if I really am in control? Chin point. In control of my critical voice. Collarbone point. If I don't like what it's saying, under the arm, I don't have to listen. Top of the head. Maybe I really can let go of this critical voice. Okay. Now take a really deep breath. And another one. And have some water. And notice how you feel. Notice if it feels possible to let go of your inner critic. And now we're going to go into the third round. All right. So go back to your karate chop point. Start tapping. Even though I've listened to this voice over and over, it's time to make a change. Karate chop point. Even though it can feel safer to listen to this voice, I'm choosing to take control. Karate chop point. Even though this voice tries to stop me, I'm choosing to move forward anyway. Eyebrow. This old critical voice. Side of the eye. I know where it comes from. Under the eye. I know it's tried to hold me back. under the nose. Maybe it wants to protect me. Chin point. I thought I had to be hard on myself. Collarbone point. But it's not my true voice. Under the arm. I'm tired of believing in criticism and self-doubt. Top of the head. It's time to encourage myself. Eyebrow point. It's time to feel good about myself. Side of the eye. When I feel good about myself, I do much better work. Under the eye. When I encourage myself, I feel better about my work. Under the nose. It's time to create a new voice for myself. Chin point. It's time to celebrate myself and my strengths. Collarbone point. It's time to believe in myself. Under the arm. I'm ready. Top of the head. I'm ready to let go of all the negative self-talk. Eyebrow. I'm ready to allow myself to flourish. Side of the eye. I'm ready to speak kindly to myself. Under the eye. I'm ready to feel good about myself. Under the nose. I'm ready to honor myself. Chin point. I'm grateful for who I am. Collarbone point. I'm ready to celebrate my gifts. Under the arm. I'm ready. Top of the head. I'm ready to celebrate exactly who I am. Okay, now take a deep breath and another one. And have some water and notice how you feel. And use this audio as many times as is helpful and really get into the information and the questions. You can go deeper with this each time you use it. And that's all for this audio. Be well.